Hashtag Platinum Fridays with the best tea in the city. Fridays, 9 to 12 p.m.
on Kaya FM 95.9.
Mashot!
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I love what lockdown has done.
Yeah.
You never thought you and I can have a conversation like we're sitting in the same room, yet you're in your studio and I'm in my studio.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, as much as this is technological advancement,
yeah,
I'm not a fan of it.
It's taking away so much fun, right?
Yeah. Like, I think it's also making things worse because there's now the ability to be in two places at once.
Yep.
Well, in my case, it's three.
Yeah.
And
why three?
Now I have to. Well, three. The other one is social media. And that one is because I can just log out.
Yeah.
Mara, I have to be here. Mm-hmm. And I have to be sorting out the stuff that is happening here at home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
King, adulting is not fun.
And not at all. At all.
Okay. If you don't mind sharing, what are you busy with that is really pulling your strings so much?
So here at home, I'm just basically upgrading Jared Diamond Room, you know.
Oh my word, so you're the project manager?
Basically.
You must manage the contractor. You must do this.
Everyone.
Nining, hey, hauna samente, but you thought you bought enough. And
exactly. And I won't be surprised if someone comes knocking now and says, yo, unantisha tang.
That's why it's called live radio. I'm actually expecting that to happen.
Really?
Yes. I actually hope it's your mom who will walk in and say, crush it!
Oh man, no. Let's get on with the interview.
Oh, busy mo. Oh, busy. Gitse, wetse.
Yeah.
FKA Mesh, someone nominated remix. That's what thing I saw of late during lockdown where you made the news because Offset to Think was nominated for one of the best remixes in this country. Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. It's a, you know how crazy this year has been?
Mm.
It's hard to actually acknowledge some of the good stuff that has really happened, you know, amidst the problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it's been a blessing.
Did you feel it?
Definitely. Like, I felt it the moment it was announced. Like, I got chills.
And who did you call first in terms of your brothers in music?
The first person I told was my little sister.
Oh.
And then I told my mother.
Yeah.
Then I told Kid Funk.
Oh yeah, Papa Funk. Hey, change that. It's Papa Funk now. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Sculptured Music as well. Those are like the, then I was just telling everyone from there.
Yeah, yeah. And then how was Sculptured Music response to your call and of course obviously the news?
He was happy, man. You know, because this song winning is, or this song being nominated, is not just me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's me, it's him, it's Stay True Sounds. You know, it's the whole collective, you know, and it couldn't have happened without those other people as well.
You forgot one person, though.
Let me hear, Prati.
The glitch.
Yeah, hey, that other guy, Lian.
Hey, the glitch, man. We just played Mtakwethu, your first single from this Love Songs from Soweto, the EP.
Yes, sir.
With Soul Star Ungowami.
Mm.
The glitch fans could easily say, how? Right?
Mm-hmm.
How? FKA Mesh, and then?
Yeah.
Tell us why. Why did you go this way?
To be honest with you, Brati, I've always been that artist. you know. I think people only know the deep house, techie side of me because that's what's out there the most.
Yeah.
But, like, I have many songs like those. Because that's the music I grew up listening to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, grew up listening to all kinds of music, from Mbaqanga to classical music.
Yeah.
Everything is in my repertoire. So that's what I grew up listening to. It's just now I took the opportunity to just express this side of myself because there was a gap and I took it.
Yeah. So, yeah. But a risky one at the same time, right?
Definitely. Definitely. Hmm. You know, because I think that's also the reason why it took so long for me to actually release this music. It's because I was like, how do I know if people are going to receive it handily?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And I'm shocked, actually, because people are like, yo, this is amazing. Everyone is just like, we love this.
I loved it. I loved
it. Yeah, so
it's... And I'll tell you why I loved it more.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, you are more than just in a box, in one box. There are so many other boxes that you can fulfill.
Yeah.
And I remember when Black Coffee released that song with Shekinah, we're like, and all of a sudden, we're like, wait. This is the spectrum of the man. That's how broad and deep he can be.
Of course.
And I think, not even I think, it's one of those things that we as fans sometimes we like to box people. And we just want to hear one thing and one thing only, and not give you the room to become your full self musically, right?
I think it's human nature.
Yeah.
It's like you want to be as comfortable as you can with what you love, and as soon as that thing shows any like signs of change,
yes,
people become uncomfortable. You know, they're like, okay, what's happening now? Like, I know this person for this style of music.
Yeah.
But now he's making me uncomfortable moving away from that because now it means I have to change as well.
Huh.
You know, I have to change how I see him. I have to change how I think about his music. I think it's one of those things.
We're talking about the flip side or the other side where things started actually for FKA Mesh. If you just tuned in, this is FKA Mesh. He just released a new EP called Love Songs from Soweto, and the first single there, Mtagwetu, that's exactly what we just played for you. You chose Amifaku.
Yes, sir.
Why?
Amazing musician, amazing vocalist, amazing writer. He's like, overall, she's everything, you know. Mm. When I first heard her, and the song played on the radio, and I was like, "What the hell is this song? Who's this person?" Because she came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
Nkosala Ungowami Ayentengli the mogul.
Oh, the mogul. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, who is this Amanda Faku? So I go Shazam. Then I find that song. Then I try listen to more of a catalog. Then Katolandi Ketewen.
Yeah.
I was sold, bro. I was telling everybody. I was like, bro, like, there's this lady. Her name is Amanda Faku.
Yeah.
And she's gonna be crazy. Because to me, she sounds like somewhat like of a cross between Zolani from Freshly Ground and Simpiwe Tana.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And she's like the perfect combination of the two.
Sure, and I wouldn't have put it like that, but I hear it now, yeah.
You know? And when I heard that, I was like, yeah, this is the person. You know? So Niketewen has been one of my favorite songs since I discovered her.
We're playing it after this. FKA Mesh. Neki Choker Zolamdeni. Zolamdeni. Love songs.
Yeah. You'll be amazed, Brazi. Love exists everywhere.
You're right. You're very right.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah. which song for you would be the ultimate house love song?
The ultimate house love song. Yeah, just put me on the spot.
Should you play that song on repeat, she will get the message. She'll be like, King, one shell.
Yo, pretty. I don't know. What do you think? Let's hear what you would say.
Now, honestly speaking, I mean, there's quite a number of them.
You see?
No. But the ultimate, and I think it speaks to my era as well. Mm-hmm. Blaze, I Found Love. I mean, come on. I mean, really? And when Taptu, the vinyl god, Vinnie Da Vinci used it to walk down the aisle. I mean, who are you to say that's not the ultimate?
There you have it, Bratty. You know, you and I still have to think.
Hey.
I know so much music.
Yes.
But for some reason, love songs, the house music just disappeared from my mind.
Now, what I'm going to do as a challenge to you, and this is going to be a sweet challenge because it's going to take your mind off the stress that comes from the building project that you're busy managing at home.
Yeah.
Is I want you to go on iTunes, right? Curate a playlist of lounge and house music love songs, and then share it with us using Platinum Fridays on Twitter, right? So that we can then listen to what you love listening to. And these are just simple love songs. I played Love Symphony earlier on. I mean, hello. You and I, we make a love symphony. Hey? Who can fail? Maradle ralze bushel. Lala pina e umfanang.
It would be so interesting to see how that process turns out these days, because now we all have text.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So text has made it quite interesting, to quote a lady.
We have played Dagwetu. Good morning. You feature Tahir Jones. Who that?
Tahir Jones is a friend of mine. Leena is from here, Soweto.
Okay.
His name is Tato.
So why is Tahirian? Hey.
That's a different story for another day.
Okay.
But how the song came about, I heard him perform it ka piano.
Oh.
And not even my piano, just.
Oh. I'm glad you clarified that.
So a friend of his was playing the keys and he was singing it. And I heard it, I was like, wow, this song is amazing. But then like a year or two went by and nothing had happened with the song, you know? Then Karuko Yenabona, give me the song. Let's do something with the song. I'll make a beat for it. You come to my place, we'll record it, then put it out and see what happens. You know? So he came, we recorded it. Then it kind of set Limon.
Yeah.
You know, because I was also a bit wary of the direction that I needed to take.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to do it. Let me put it out and see. Then I started playing it for people. Then they were like, yo, this is the song.
Who of the people you sampled? I'm one of them. Lulo Cafe is another. And you did say to me, you gave you this album, this EP, to a number of your trusted people so that they can listen.
Yeah.
Who came back to you on, especially with Good Morning, from your selected people?
Lloyd. DJ Lloyd did.
Oh.
Everybody else who is not on radio, they were like, Good Morning is that song.
Yeah.
When I had my first gig 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I played that song and people were looking at me like, Evan.
Yeah.
What is happening with this guy?
Yeah.
And And that's when I kind of knew that we have something special here.
There's a song I chose from his EP that is FKA Mesh. And it's called 24/7. Run, Najul. I wonder about it being a giddy multivitamin. But work up in it. At least for me. Oh man, in Sorega di Washington, remember? Yo. All right.
Really?
Yeah, no. Kimang Lomadusu.
I'm happy. Lomadusu is a friend of mine from Mpumalanga.
Oh.
And well, he went by the name Fortune Shumba.
Okay.
First. Then he changed that to Lomadusu.
Oh, nice. So we're gonna close the show this hour with 24/7.
We have to.
But before we do that, let's quickly go for a break. It is my top 10 at 10, and I'm hanging out with FKA Mesh, one of our celebrated producers, DJs, the man that I feel still has, the world is still yet to experience who this man is. I have to ask you this question. Eh?
Sure.
As a heightist, what is a heightist?
Okay. I feel like I know where this question is going, but go ahead, Prati.
Vinny Da Vinci.
Uh-huh.
Da Capo.
Yeah.
FKA Mesh.
Okay.
Louis Vega. They all have something in common.
Sure.
King.
I mean, you just said. You know
what? Can you show Dimar?
I don't know, Brati. Like, but to be fair, Ulo is tall. Coffee is tall. Fresh is huge. So I don't know if there's a thing. Like, to me, it's just like, do you know how to make music or not?
Like, all those people you've mentioned, they look up to you.
Oh, wow.
They bow. Wow. They say, if only I can be as down to earth as this fool.
How I wish.
I see that those who are releasing new music now, obviously they're busy doing videos and stuff. You? Oscar Mboy is busy with a video now. You?
Mm-hmm. I want to do a video for Mtagwetu.
Oh, yes.
Worked on a really cool concept with my friend Itu.
Okay.
So I'm hoping he's going to be the guy who does all my videos moving forward because he's a genius.
Wow.
You know? So visually, he knows what he's doing and I trust him. So Mtagwetu is definitely getting a video. I'm definitely brave now. After withstanding what I withstood this week.
Yes.
I could do anything.
You can do anything. It's amazing that a small domestic project can bring out the hero in you.
Definitely. Definitely.
Because it shows you what's possible.
Definitely.
Have you introduced anyone at home yet?
Nah.
What do you mean? Or do you blame a lockdown?
No. I'm just focusing on my career for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I have no pressure to start anything else. And also, like, I feel like that is a... What's the right word? I feel like that's a very important aspect of someone's life.
Yeah.
And in order to do it, you have to do it correctly, you know?
Don't rush into it.
Don't rush into it.
The reason I'm asking is because if... FKA Mesh, a son to a mother and father, is able to now stand from his own earnings and say, let me improve my parents' house. Clearly, Yeah. Now he can get the big piece of chicken.
Yeah. Ah, but see, it's natural progression in life.
Oh yeah.
So maybe it will happen. Even if it doesn't happen in the next year, it'll happen in the next five years.
Yeah.
Or next 10 years.
Whenever. The bottom line is, this man is now be able to do what men do, so to speak.
I'm adulting, Brati.
You are adulting, and I'm not.
I'm adulting. I'm not a fan. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it
to anyone. On
a scale of 1 and 10, I would give it a solid 2.
So, in other words, take as much time as possible. Don't rush to adulting.
Yeah.
Kai FM 95.9. If it's rare, you find it here. The native language, FKA Mesh, the glitch. Every time I say the glitch, I can't help but bow. And second prize, I don't say the glitch without bowing.
It's a reflex now.
Yeah, I know, it's a reflex now. Rabona, it's like saying your majesty but not following it with action. That's disrespect. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Tell me, you say you were at a drive-thru?
Yeah, Nigle drive-thru, Kragadi Wings.
Yeah.
And then I was listening to Kaya, and then this song came on. And in say Zala, so I get Nagulu in Nag.
Yeah.
You know, in my mind, I was like, yeah, this sounds like something I would do.
Yeah.
Then it hit me that it's actually my song.
Wow!
I was like, yo, this is me, Moss.
That's what I'm talking about. Then you know you've done a great song. Yeah?
Yeah, man. It was quite quite fun, that moment.
It looks like...
It
looks like Stay True Records is now a force to be reckoned with.
It's a force, sir. It's a force.
And yeah. I'm sure you also pat yourself on the back for seeing it and joining it.
You know, Brati, it's more me being grateful to them for allowing me the platform to be seen next to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I give a lot of credit to Stay True Sounds for actually like shining the light on me as much as they did, you know? Because I don't know if I would be moving the way I'm currently moving had it not been for them actually giving me a chance when they did. You know, so I'm forever grateful to Stay True Sounds.
Today is the official release of this EP.
Yes, sir.
It's available on all platforms.
Yeah, bro.
In other words, go grab it, stream it, buy it. I prefer you to buy it. So this man can extend this house more. And more and more.
Yeah, but buy a second one.
Wait, it's a double store.
Yeah.
How far is that? I give a yes.
Okay. Kugitila.
Kugitila. It's like so guam. Man, congratulations. I know.
Thank you so much.
You've shared this. I know it's a personal project in a sense that it was scary. For you and risky at the same time.
Yeah.
But I think I applaud you for being brave enough to do it.
Thank you, sir. And
I'm glad that bravery is now paying off.
Thank you. It is. And now it's like, it's definitely going to seep into other parts of my life, you know?
Mm.
So I'm happy. I'm
I happy. Congratulate you because you were brave. You trusted yourself.
Thank you.
And you listened to what you wanted to do.
Definitely.
And it's paying off because there's also this support that is now coming back to say, dude, thank you.
Yeah.
Woo, okay. We like it. We're enjoying it. Right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Like, it's quite an eye-opener, if anything, you know? Like, Lina, because of your fear can actually make you narrow-minded.
Thank you.
On certain things, you know?
I'm going to use that as a quote.
Really?
Yes. I'm sorry. I want to play 24/7.
Let's go.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for spending time with me, my man, and congratulations on this EP.
Thank you.
Only a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Platinum Fridays with the best tea in the city. Fridays, 9 to 12 p.m.
on Kaya FM 95.9.